O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely, for nothing are they in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool. The words of Psalm 39, speaking about the shallowness of man's existence, our futility in this valley of the shadow of death. And no matter how we fight and strive and work to build, it all amounts to being castles made in sand. The wind comes from one end of the world and runs to the other. All streams flow into the sea. But what a prayer! To know this? To ask for this? Is this not the opposite of our prayers? Do not we ask the Lord to make our days long, to bless us with greatness, to give us victory and strength and joy at all times? And yet here the psalmist says, Lord, humiliate me. Teach me what little value I am without you. Teach me how all the turmoil, the worry, the fear, the hope and regret I would set into this world, how it is all as nothing. But how now, because of who you are, because of who Jesus is, I have something to wait for. It is nearing the end of Adventtide. The incarnation is upon us. We have waited, and now indeed here is the Christ come to be our hope, to deliver us from transgression, to stop us from being fools and the scorn of the fool. That even though our lives are as but a breath, in his breath, by his Spirit, with his last breath given up in our place, our new life, our resurrection, is the promise of eternity. So Adventtide bleeds into Christmastide. Our time bows before his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.